Yasandasamrishabho Vishvarupaha Chandobhyo Chyamrita Atsam Vabhuva Samendro Medhaya Asranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Mevicharshanam Jihva Me Madhumatthama Karana Abhyam Puri Vishwivam Brahmana Koshoti Medhaya Pihitaha Shrutam Ye Gopaya Avahanti Vitam Vana Kurvana Shiram Atmanaha Vatagumsi Mamagavascha Annapane Cha Sarvada Tato Me Shriyam Avaha Loma Sham Pashivitsaha Swaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Imayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Ramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Namayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yushishojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vasyaso Sani Swaha Tanfapagapravishani Swaha Samapagapravishan Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashakhe Nipagaham Tvayimraje Swaha Yathapapravatayanti Yathamasa Aharjaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Dātarāyantu sarvata swāha Pratideśasi pramābhāhi pramāpadyatva
Aham vakshasya
Aham vrikshasya reriva Kirsit prishtam gireriva Urva pavitro vajiniva Swamritam asmi Dravinagum savarachasam Sumedha amritokshitaha Iti trisham korvedanu vachanam
Brahmavidatmasi 21, this one.
Om Brahma Vira Apnyoti Param Tadesha Pyutta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Yoman So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipashtiteti Tasmad va etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha.
Yato vacha nivartante. Four paragraphs down from that one, past that one. You have to be in the type 2, yeah.
What page? 13.
Yato vacho nivartante Tatva apya manasasaha Anandam brahmano vidvan Napibeti kadashaneti Tasyaisha eva sharira atma.
Okay, now we're going to chant together a sadva. This is New York here. Do you have this? It's page 24.
see that it says Ra there?
Yeah. Thank you. You want to see that?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, it's just like there's more to it. We should have a sudden bomb. We're going to chant that paragraph together.
No, I don't
have this bomb. She doesn't have it. I
have page 15. Yeah, because she added. You probably don't have
15. I think they have an extra 15.
Would you do? Can you
yeah.
give me
15? Would you need 15? Thank
you. And you have. Do you have 16? No, no, I mean I can do another, I was asking myself.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Does everybody else have 15 and 16?
Mm-hmm. Where is it on page 24?
The bottom.
Oh,
okay. Last two lines.
So how did you track all these?
Does she need 15 also? 15?
Yeah. No, she's 15.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, here.
How did you track all these verses that from June 4th? You
didn't
pick up the key.
What do you mean?
You know what they mean? Or the ones that are key.
Oh, just because it's been with him for so long, which means he's always chanting, yeah. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if we can do this or not, and if not, we'll stop and give us the listeners for Asad Vaas. Asad va idam agra asi. Asad va idam agra asi. Tato vai sada jayata. Tadatmanaka swayamakurta. Tasmata sukrita muchata iti. Yet vai tat sukritam. Vlaso vai saha. Vrthaka se vayam ladhwanandi pavati. Kohe vanya aska vanyat. Yadesha akasha anando nasyat, esha evananda yati, yada evaisha etasmin nadrishe natme nirute nirene priyam pratishtam vindate, asato vayangato bhavati, yada evaisha etasmin nudramansaran kurute, asatasya payam bhavati, tasvaiva vayangidusho manvanasya tarabhyesha shloko bhavati. The first two lines are lines that we should actually add to our list, the asadva idamagra asi. So that quote, there's a lot of different versions throughout the Upanishads of this particular quote, but let's go ahead and just practice it a few times. So repeat after me from the Asad Va, where we started, right? Everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay. Asad Va idamagra as. Asad Va idamagra asit. Asad Va idamagra asit. Asad Va idamagra asit. Asad Va idamagra asit. Tato vai sada jayata.
Tato vai sada jayata.
Tato vai sada jayata.
Tato vai sada jayata.
Taratmanaka swayamakurita.
Taratmanaka swayamakurita.
Taratmanaka swayamakurita.
Taratmanaka swayamakurita.
That gun there has the gus pronunciation. Taratmanaka swayamakurita. Tadatmanagas swayamakurita, swayamakurita,
swayamakurita,
swayamakurita,
swayamakurita,
tadatmanagas swayamakurita,
tadatmanagas swayamakurita,
tasmat tatsukritam,
tasmat tatsukritam,
tasmat tatsukritam,
tasmat tatsukritam.
Tasmat tat sukritam uchata iti. You can mark that one.
I have a question. The swara on idamagra, it looks like it goes up.
Idamagra, it does. Asadva idamagra asit.
Okay.
Asadva idamagra asit.
It seemed like we were going up on asit instead of...
No, it's hard to do. Asadva idamagra asit. You can't go down too low with it. Asadva idamagra asit. Idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. I know, try it, you do it. Let's see, let me hear you do it. Asadva idamagra asit. I practiced this actually over and over with Vagishananda, and it's that agra, you can't
come down.
You can't come down. Yeah, you have to go agra asit. Because if you try to go down, you'll go down to the lower one.
Yeah.
Right? To the unadopted. So you don't want to do that. So
yeah.
That says, va. And if you listen to him, it's going to sound, I think, the same as what I'm doing, I think. Because I went over and over. That says, va idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. Asadva idamagra asit. Tato vaisa dajayata. Tato vaisa dajayata. Tadatmanaka swayamakudata. Tadatmanaka swayamakudata. Tasmat tatsukrita muchata iti. Tasmat tatsukrita muchata iti. Okay, let's try to get it. Asadva idamagra asit, tadovarisadajayata, tadatmanaka swayamakulita, tasmatatsukrita muchata iti. Okay, so mark it in practice with Vagishananda. Let's go to the next section. Bhishasma, didn't we see that? The Brahmananda Mimamsa. This is another famous section. So we just repeat after me. Visha.
Visha.
Visha smad.
Visha smad.
Vatef pavate.
Vatef pavate.
Visha smad. Vatef pavate.
Visha smad. Vatef pavate.
The sun is Visha. Asmat. Vatef pavate. Visha. Asmat vataha pavate. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Bisha is an indeclinable, and it just means through fear, from fear. So just mark that because it's unusual. Bisha, indeclinable, through fear. Asmat, from him. The object of fear will always be put in the ablative. In English, we say from fear of him, in the genitive sense, but any verb or noun of fear will govern the ablative of the object of the fear. So from fear, from him, asmat, okay? Visha asmat vataha, nominative singular, the wind pavate blows.
Mm-hmm.
Out of fear of him, out of fear of fearing him, fear from him, from fear from him, fear from fear of him, means Brahman. Parameshwara, I'm going to talk about it. Visha, if I'm inclined, from fear of him, the wind, vataha pavate, blows. Okay?
What kind of fear?
We'll talk about it, okay? Let's just do a simple translation. Bisha asmat vataha pavate. Okay? You have to also remember what's come before when we do this, but I'll pick it up in a minute, okay? So, fear from fear of him, the wind blows, then bisho de disuryaha.
Bisho de disuryaha.
Bisho deiti suryaha.
Bisho deiti suryaha.
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 So, sandhi. Bisha. Bisha, same as before, but sandhi. Bisha udeiti. A and u.
Visha Udeti Suryaha.
From through fear, the Asmat is understood, through fear of him, so you're going to bring the Asmat from before, through fear, Visha Udeti Suryaha, the sun, Namata singular, Udeti means to rise up, to go up. Literally means to go up, to ascend, to rise. So, from fear, through fear, literally all that says there, through fear, the sun, Suryaha, Udeti.
What is the
Ut?
Ut.
Plus iti, right? Ut plus eti. It takes guna. E takes guna becomes a, eti, to go up. If you were to break it down, ut means to rise. So,
yeah,
e takes guna in the strong, right?
Is it second? It's not a second,
yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Right. So through fear, the sun rises, and asmat you're going to bring forward, okay? Through fear, udeti rises, suriha namasa, the sun rises. So, visha udeti suriha. So say that, visha udeti suriha. Visha udeti suriha.
Visha udeti suriha.
Visha udeti, because it's long, right? B, sho, de, those are all long, MMT. B, sho, de, ti. B, sho, de, ti. Surya. B, sha, B, sha, smart.
B, sha, smart.
Agnis, chandrascha.
Agnis, chandrascha.
B, sha, asmat. Do the sunny. B, sha, asmat. Agnihi. Cha, Indraha, cha. Is that Elliot?
Yeah.
Yeah, just get, make sure the keys. So, Visha, Asmat, Agnihi, cha. Take a banana bread too.
That's a chai.
I gave him chai. Visha asmat agnihi cha indraha cha. Everybody see that? Okay. Visha smart agnes chandras cha. Visha smart agnes chandras cha. Say agnes chandras cha.
Agnis Chandrascha.
Agnis Chandrascha.
Agnis Chandrascha.
Visha smart Agnis Chandrascha.
Visha smart Agnis Chandrascha.
Then we'll do the next one so we can have a complete sentence. Mrityur Dhavati.
Mrityur Dhavati.
Mrityur Dhavati.
Mrityur Dhavati.
Panchama.
Panchama.
Iti.
Iti.
Mrityur Dhavati Panchama Iti.
Mrityur Dhavati Panchama Iti.
Okay, so Mrityuhu. Mrityuhu Dhavati. That Repha, that Rakara there, that letter Ra. Mrityuhu Visarga. Mrityuhu Dhavati Panchamaha. Sarga Dras Panchamaha Iti. Okay? Everybody see it? So, Visha asmat, through fear of him, same asmat, now they're repeating. Visha asmat, fire, agnihi, cha, indraha, cha, cha, right? Agnihi cha, indraha, cha. Through fear of him, the fire and Indra, the Lord of all the Devatas, the head Devata, fire and Indra, Mrityuhu, Lord Death, Dhavati, run. So, Agni runs, Indra runs, Lord Death runs, Mrityuhu, Panchamaha, Mrityuhu as the fifth runs. And so there's some talk about what fifth means here, but Vata is one, Surya is two, Agni is three, Indra is four, and Mrityu is the fifth. All of them run.
Run away from fear? Run,
well, they run. They do what they're supposed to do. In other words, you know, like a Shankara says in his Bhasha,
like a servant to the king. Mm. If the king has certain expectations, the servant, you know, runs to accomplish those things. And so like that, all of these, and more, but he's just picking out major devatas, all of them who have these vast responsibilities, all run to the will of the Lord.
And devatas are what they are?
Uh-huh.
What are devatas?
Devatas are deities who are responsible for different functions or orders in the universe. Like, for instance, if you take Agni as a devata, Agni means fire. So as a devata, Agni is the devata, the deity that's responsible, has responsibility of the whole order involving
they're
fire.
They're like beings.
Mm-hmm. They're personified.
Wow.
So say if we take fire and we say there's a devata, there's a exalted being that's responsible for those laws. Then Vayu, there's an exalted being who's responsible for the wind. Then Indra, an exalted being who is like the president of all of these devatas, you know, the ruler of all of the devatas, you know, so Indra. And also responsible for strength and for arms and for strength. That's Indra. And then the sun, Surya is a devata, is responsible for the rising and setting of the sun. And then wind, sun, Agni, fire, Indra, Lord of the Devatas, Mrityu, Lord Death, responsible for, as Swamiji says in his Bhasha, even for taking the life of a child. Taking, when it's time, when the Prarabdha is up, for any being, it's Mrityu's job to take that being. That's his function. He must do it because all of the Devatas are contained within the order of Ishwara, right? So their function is existing within the order of something greater. Otherwise, Shankara says, why would they do it? I mean, the wind is not going to feel like doing all of that blowing all the time. You would get tired and feel, no, I'm not going to blow today. But he must do that. He must do that because he is part and parcel of the total order, of Ishwara's order. So when they're saying, in Swamiji's commentary, when they're saying from fear, it's really from being held by the order, you know. And again, as you're going, when you're going, Tibby might need some food. And you gave her a bunch of treats, she's okay.
Yeah.
She has other things. Where's Tara? There you are, okay.
You thought of Tara when you spoke cat.
Yeah. Tara and Virginia, that I know because they're my cat friends. Oh, dog, you are too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, Peter, Lisa, Tara, Virginia are the major cat people.
The deities of the cat.
Yes. Protectors. Okay, so when Swamiji's unfolding this, there's still, and this goes back to the preceding section, there's still a part to the whole. Vayu is not Ishwara. Vayu is a part of Ishwara. Agni is a part of Ishwara. So you still have the part to the whole. So then you're subject to the order of the whole, and that's the disha. That's the fear. Whenever there's dvaita, whenever there's duality, there's fear. Mm. But here the fear is being held by an order. Mm. In other words, you're not just free to do as you wish. You're contained within the laws of a greater order.
Is it more like a poetic representation of the universe, the order of the universe of Ishvara?
It is like that, but you're seeing a part to the whole.
Right.
And when there's a part to the whole, there's dvaita. When there's dvaita, there's fear from the preceding section. So in the preceding section, it's saying as long as there's duality, there's fear. It's when a person is free of duality that Brahman is ananda. The same Brahman which is ananda, when advaita, non-duality, is understood, that same Brahman is a source of fear when it's viewed within duality, because that's Parameshwara,
but you know,
and part to the whole.
But it seems like, I mean, when we read the first part, when there's the dvaita, there's fear. So then, in my mind, I think in our minds, you know, okay, fear, we know it's fear. It's okay, dvaita causes fear because there's two things, okay, something that I'm not. But then, when you look at his use of the word fear here, which actually he's using a different word, right?
Disha, but it still means true fear.
Okay, but then it sort of like takes on another meaning because it's not like, oh, I'm afraid. It's more like the... Even in Christianity, there's something that have a similar...
It goes more into being contained and held by the order,
right,
by being held within Ishwara's order.
But it's almost like awe rather than fear or something. It's more like a kind of a... Like you're on a lower kind... I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, you can do all say all of that.
Yeah, so you think the fear takes on
kind of and Swamiji talks about it like that too. He talks about the fear as being order. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about is being contained within an Ishwara's order.
Mm-hmm.
So. But then when you're personifying, you could also say mythologically almost within the myth that if Agni were to decide not to burn, then he would be going against Ishwara's order.
Mm.
And then the creation itself would, you know, come in and chastise him in a way, just like we are chastised when we go against the Dharma.
Mm.
And we're chastised by the universe not going along with that.
Mm.
And so it creates friction and dukkha.
So
going against the order, going against the order itself creates dukkha.
Right.
And also the universe itself will push you back into where you belong. We notice that even with your prarabdha karmas, your prarabdha is unfolding to the degree that you go against the prarabdha, to that even the slightest bit, you're going to feel tension and fear. You know, because nothing's going along. If you're just going along with your prarabdha, then moment to moment to moment, you're fine because it's Ishwara's unfoldment. There's not resistance. It's when you resist the prarabdha that then you feel out of source. So you can talk like that. I hope I'm not confusing you more. Is that all right? Danya, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I mean, just personalizing it and thinking, I mean, you know.
Well, you know, whenever I notice in my own life, and Swami just talked about it so much, when I just relax.
There's somebody over there. Edward?
Yeah. Wow, is that loud? Oh, it's right up there.
Yeah.
Put it under your... That's like a big phone.
It's so warm. What were you saying in your own mind?
You know, if you relax into what is, you're taking care, you're being held by your life, actually, which is the prarabdha, right? Then there's no problem. You know, this is Ishwara, and you're part of Ishwara. Then you're participating and responding to Ishwara, really. But when you start to resist, then there's this whole universe, you know, that in a sense is perhaps against you. If what you want is going against your prarabdha, your experience can be that the universe is against me. Bhagavan is against me. Because what I want has veered off of what is meant to be for me in terms of the prarabdha. And so then I'll feel estrangement, which is fear. All of these are different modes of fear. There's estrangement, there's worry, there's, you know, anger, there's bitterness, and there's resentment. Because what I think is good for me is not what's happening, and Bhagavan should be supporting what I believe to be good for me.
Yeah.
And so then Bhagavan becomes inimical to me because I have this projection, you know, of what I think will be is meant for me and what would really bring me happiness. And Bhagavan isn't going along with that, and so Bhagavan becomes a source of fear because he's trying to take my sukha away from me. So there's a whole world of projection that can happen there. Wow. Sorry if I'm caught. I'm seeing all these worries.
I think we start looking at our own lives. I mean, am I resisting? Which is
yeah,
what is exactly. your problem? Yeah. What is
yeah. hard to tell?
It is hard to tell until you're at Nishtha. It's hard to tell. So Swamiji will say that. It is hard to tell. And so therefore, it's your prerogative to follow Dharma. You don't worry about what is prarabdha and what is my desire, because it's hard to tease the two out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you still have a lot of desires that are picked up from what Mary Jane and, you know, Jimmy are doing over here, and Mary is doing over here, and I think if I did that, I'd be more happy, and it goes on and on and on. Right? So you forget, you just don't worry about it, and you just do what is dharma in the, what you believe to be dharma in the situation. But as time goes on, and you don't have this feeling, I must do this to be happy, I have to have it like this to be happy, that all goes away because of your own ananda. Because the mind is relaxed into yourself. Then you appreciate what is happening, you appreciate what is your life. And when you find, and then this mind running out and wanting this and wanting that becomes less dominant. And so then when it does that, you can, because you have a certain nishtha, you can pull the mind back to what is here now. And then that's very, very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. But what's relaxing about having a difficult prarabdha?
But what is relaxing is not the difficult prarabdha. Everybody has easy and difficult prarabdha. It's 50-50. And you have some bad things are happening and good things are happening. But so let's just say, okay, well, you can say my prarabdha is very difficult. In that difficult prarabdha, are you going to make it a great source of pain for you or not? It's going to depend on how you are with your prarabdha. If you're pulling your mind back to the present to deal with what's here, that's much easier. The mind enjoys much more shanti than if you're looking at your prarabdha and saying, I don't want this prarabdha, I want this prarabdha. Then when you create that duality, then there's you against Ishwara.
So you're really looking at it more from a subtle perspective than a gross, because even if everyone's got approximately 50-50, some people have a more difficult life that everyone could agree on, and some have an easier life, but in terms of the thinking, might be 50-50 pleasure and pain, regardless of the comforts.
And another thing I think that's helpful with that, there's also a gradient of people who are worse off or better off in terms of the physical situation. That includes your body, your mind, and your situation. There's a gradient. But another interesting thing to realize is that wherever you are on that gradient, there are a countless number that have it worse and a countless number that have it better. If you're up here on the gradient, way up here, everything is really good for you. There's all these other people that have it better, which you're aware of. These people have more power, they have more money, you know, they have a better situation than me, and these people, of course, have a worse situation. It's the same down here. These people have such a better situation than me, these people have a worse situation. Which is true. I mean, there's still, this person has a better situation than this person, but they also have this situation of having infinitely better and infinitely worse on either side.
So that thought out is that it's not important whether it appears difficult or easy. It's just being with what is, and not judging.
I wouldn't say it cancels it out, and I wouldn't say it's a matter of not judging it. Like when something's difficult, it's difficult. But that's not a judgment. That's a fact.
Right.
This is a difficult situation. This is an easy situation. This is punya. This is must be my papa. I mean, people say that, right? So the question is not that really, but how are you how are you as a jiva within this situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you dealing with the situation, or are you part of Ishwara in the situation, or are you trying to change Ishwara in a sense, or make yourself separate from Ishwara?
But even if it's not in that context, if you are your objective, and can you deal with the situation?
Objective is a good word.
Right.
Are you objective in dealing with what's here?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop now.
Okay. Nice this conversation.
Great, Father. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is the verse. We're going to chant this verse, and then maybe we'll be able to do the next lines also. From the verse above, Tadatye Shashloko Pavati, there's this verse about fear. Remember they were talking about Brahman as being the source of fear and the source of ananda?
Mm-hmm.
So, Vishasmadvata Pavate,
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 Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishasmad,
Vishasmad,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Vishasmad Agnischendrascha,
Mrityurdhavati,
Mrityurdhavati,
Panchama iti,
Panchama iti,
Mrityurdhavati 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 Panchama iti,
Vishasmadvata Pavate,
Vishasmadvata Pavate,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishasmadagnischendrascha,
Vishasmadagnischendrascha,
Mrityurdhavati Panchama iti,
Mrityurdhavati Panchama iti,
Vishasmadvata Pavate,
Vishasmadvata Pavate,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishodeti Suryaha,
Vishasmadagnischendrascha,
Vishasmadagnischendrascha,
Mrityurdhavati Panchama iti,
Mrityurdhavati Panchama iti,
Saishanandasya,
Saishanandasya,
oh, I didn't do this, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saisha,
Saisha,
Nandasya,
Nandasya,
Mimagumsa,
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 Bhavati,
Bhavati,
Sa, Esha, Anandasya, so Sa, Esha, Anandasya, Mimamsa, that Gumas for interest, Mimamsa, Bhavati, Sa, Esha, Anandasya, Mimamsa, Bhavati. Okay?
Hmm.
Now, we're going into, remember that in the preceding section, we were looking at Brahman as the source of fear and Brahman as Ananda. So in Advaita, Brahman is Ananda. With non-duality, Brahman is Ananda. Within duality, Brahman becomes a source of fear. Basically, even if one sees the slightest bit of duality, there is bhayam. For that person, there's bhayam. Even a very learned person, the very learned person in the Vedas still sees Ishwara and myself as part of Ishwara, or the Devata as part and parcel of Ishwara. A very learned person, if there's dvaita there, for that person, there's bhaya. If there's advaita, there's ananda. And so now, he quoted the verse, this famous shloka, showing that substantiates Brahman, showing Brahman as a source of fear for even Vayu and Agni and all of these. Now they're going to do a Mimamsa, an analysis. Mimamsa is a vichara, an analysis on Ananda. So Sa Esha Mimamsa, Sa Esha Mimamsa, Anandasya Bhavati. So Ananda means Ananda. An analysis of Ananda. Okay. That this analysis of Ananda. Okay. That analysis, that this refers to Brahman. So that this Mimamsa of the Ananda. So they're going to do an analysis what we've been talking about is going to be now this analysis of Ananda. Okay, there is this analysis of Ananda. And they're talking, what they're going to be talking about is the gradation of what we call Laukika Ananda. Laukika Ananda is the Vishya Ananda, the Ananda that involves duality, the subject object experiences generated by subject-object relationship. So the subject-object relationship will produce certain vrittis that allow for more or less experience of Ananda. And so for there to be the most exalted experience of Ananda, what they call the inner instruments, the body, the mind, the sense organs, everything that involves the jiva, has to be more and more exalted. The more exalted that is, the more Ananda is possible. And also the object of the Ananda. So the subject needs to have certain characteristics and the object needs to have certain characteristics, like, for instance, being exactly what you want and being available. Okay. So that has to be easily available for you, whatever the object is. And you also have to be healthy and in the right mood for it. Everything has to line up for there to be what we call Vishya Ananda, an Ananda that's generated by the sense objects. And also, as we go to higher lokas, the body-mind sense organs, the upadhi, is in a more subtle condition, and it's also easier to receive these objects, and so there's less getting in the way. And so we're going to look at Laukika, this worldly Ananda, that is generated by subject-object relationship. How much, how is it in each loka, how it can become greater and greater and greater experience of Ananda, and how that experience of Ananda relates to the Brahmananda, that Ananda which is your very Swarupa that we call Swarupa Ananda, the Ananda which is your very nature, which is the nature of Brahman, so Brahmananda. So what is the relationship between this Laukika Ananda, the highest Ananda that you can ever get, and Laukika Ananda and Brahmananda. So that's the analysis or Swarupa Ananda. Okay? You understand? Okay, so he says, now, Sa Esha, that this Mimamsa analysis of Ananda Bhagavati. Now there's this, we would say, now there's this analysis of Ananda. Okay. Then, so he starts. Yuva Syat.
Yuva.
Sadhu. Yuva. Adhyayakaha.
Adhyayakaha.
Ashishtaha.
Ashishtaha.
Ashishto.
Ashishto.
Dridishto.
Dridishto.
Balishtaha.
Balishtaha.
Tasya. Tasyayam.
Tasyayam.
Prativi.
Prativi.
Sarva.
Hittasya
Purna
Syat
Sa Eko
Manusha
Anandaha. Okay, let me break the sentence for this part. Yuva Syat Sadhu Yuva Adhyayakaha. Okay, yuva syat sadhu. Should be sadhu. Where does that drop? Should be sadhu. I have to see why that sasarga drops there. Sadhu yuva dhyayakaha. Ashishto ashishtaha tradishtaha balishtaha tasya iyam tasya iyam prithivi sarva vittasya purna syat. It's only sunny there is tasya iyam vitsaha ekaha manushaha anandaha. At the break I'll see why that sadhu, I don't know why there's not a visarga there. And that's not following Sunday, it would be sadhu yuva. So I'm confused. I have to look that up and see. I didn't notice that when I was reading this over. So let's look at this. So it says, now we're going to do this analysis of ananda. So it starts with yuva syat. Yuva is nominative thing that comes from yuvan. Yuvan means a youthful person. So yuva syat, how they translate this out, Shankaran, there should be a young man, because it's masculine. Yuva syat. So we would say, like, imagine a young man. Let there be a young man, yuva syat. That youthful person, yuva syat, is sadhu. He is good. Means he follows dharma. He follows, he's held within the Veda. He is a good person, sadhu, okay? Not only is good, he's youthful. He's young and good. So imagine a young man. This young man is both young and good. Swamiji says in his bhajan, because young people can be wild. They can just be going off doing anything. So he's young, but he's young and good. Okay, so he's a youth, but he's young and he's good. Sadhu means he's held within the Veda, right? And he's yuva, he's good. Okay. So, and he's yuva means young. That's why the duplication, because you can be youthful, but now you have to be both young and good. So you have a youth, he's young and he's good. Mm-hmm. And he's adhyayaka, he's well studied. Mm-hmm. Well studied in the Vedas. So he's a kshatriya. Okay, that's the idea. He's young, he's dharmic, and he's adhyayaka. He's well studied, he's well trained within the Vedas. He's a kshatriya. Okay. Adhyayaka. He's ashishtaha. Ashishtaha comes from ashutha. He is very swift. He has very good reflexes. He's very fast. He's very fast physically. He's very fast thinking. So he's quick. He's speedy. Okay. Ashishtaha. He's dradishtaha. Dradishtaha means his limbs, his body is very strong and very firm. Right? He's well... Even mentally and physically, he's dridha, he's solid. Okay, he's physically solid, he's mentally solid, he's firm. That's what dridha
is.
The most from dridha.
Okay.
He's the most firm, he's very, very firm, very solid. And he's balishtaha. He is the strongest, he's so strong. Right? So he's very quick, he's very firm and solid, mentally and physically, and very, very strong.
It's kind of like one of a kind.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. Perfect. And not only that, tasya, for him, iyam prithivi, this earth, sarva, this entire earth, for him, tasya, iyam prithivi, this sarva, this entire earth, vittasya, purna, is full of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
He has, for him, there should be this whole earth, this entire earth, teeming with wealth. It's his. Okay. So that means he is the Lord. He's young and he's strong. He's dharmic, and for him, he has sovereignty over this whole entire earth, which is filled with wealth. It's not a dying planet where everything's. It's a planet that is abundant with wealth. Okay, so this is what you're to imagine. This young person is like this. You have everything. Then, sa ekaha manushaha anandaha. That is one. We say one unit. Literally, it says that is one human ananda. Manusha means belonging to a human. That is one ananda. What the meaning is, as we'll see as we go along, that is one unit of human ananda. Means you
like
take
one kind.
No. It's like if you're taking the perfect condition.
Mm-hmm.
This one person is enjoying the most ananda that this bhuloka, this world, is possible, can be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's healthy and strong and dharmic, so there's not going to be any adharma clouding his mind. He's well trained in the Vedas, so he knows what to do, what not to do. And he's the ruler of the entire earth. And all of the wealth in the earth is his. So there's absolutely no problem for this person. There's no illness, there's no problem for him. Let's call that situation as one ananda, one human ananda. And what they mean here, let's call it as one unit of human ananda. This is what, you know, because they're going to say now, 100 times that is what somebody in Gandharva Loka can enjoy. 100 times that, which is the most that a person in this, that's one unit of human ananda. If you go to Gandharva Loka, you'll have 100 times that human ananda. So if they're taking the maximum ananda that a person can enjoy as Vishya ananda on this planet, you see?
Is Manusha used adjectivally here?
Yes,
to ananda?
Because Manusha is the word. Manusha means it's a condition, that which belongs to a human. So the ananda which belongs to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That is one. That is one ananda. Which is Swamiji, and also in the text they say one unit, just to get the understanding. Take the most ananda that is possible for a human being to enjoy on this bhuloka, on this earth loka, and we'll call that one unit of human ananda. That one unit of human ananda, which is the maximum ananda that can be enjoyed, will be enjoyed 100 times that in Gandharva Loka, and then 100 times that in Pitra Loka, and then 100 times that. Right, so it's going to go like that because we're trying to get to what is actually the very most ananda that can be enjoyed in this creation. What is the maximum Vishya ananda, where there's still duality, there's still subject-object, what is the maximum ananda that can be enjoyed? And we're going to compare that to Brahma ananda. Okay? So let's just, it'll only take us a minute to chant, so let's try it. Vaishanandasya
Vaishanandasya
Mima Gumsa Bhavati
Mima Gumsa Bhavati
Saishanandasya 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 Mima Gumsa Bhavati
Yuvasyat Sadhu Yuvasyat Sadhu Yuvasyat Sadhu Yuvajayakah Yuvasyat Sadhu Yuvajayakah Ashishto Tradishto Balishtah Ashishto Tradishto Balishtah
Balishtaha Ashishto Tradishto Balishtaha
That balishtaha, that la is a dental, you know. We don't have a lingual la. And the shta can make that, you do that la as a lingual. So like la, it's not la, it's la, right? So make sure your tongue comes forward. Balishtaha
Ashishto drishto balishtaha.
Ashishto drishto balishtaha.
Ashishto drishto drishto balishtaha.
Ashishto drishto balishtaha.
Ashishto drishto balishtaha.
Ashishto drishto balishtaha.
Tasyeyam prithivi.
Tasyeyam prithivi.
Tasyeyam prithivi.
Tasyeyam prithivi.
Sarvaditasya.
Sarvaditasya.
Purnasyat.
Purnasyat.
Tasyeyam prithivi. Sarvaditasya. Purnasyat.
Tasyeyam prithivi. Sarvaditasya. Purnasyat.
Vittasya purnasyat.
Vittasya purnasyat.
Vittasya purnasyat.
Vittasya purnasyat.
Tasyeyam prithivi sarva 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 vittasya purnasyat.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
See the shirt. Manusha. Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Manusha anandaha.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Saeko manusha anandaha.
Okay. Let's stop there because we have to do